BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 15, verses 39 to 41. Will I recognize and be recognized? When conversations and Bible studies address the coming bodily resurrection of the dead, a question of recognition is always brought up. Will I recognize my family and friends? Will they recognize me? It appears that the question is asked because of Paul's three illustrations concerning the resurrection body. In reality, the person is afraid of being alone for eternity, forever searching for people they love. Is that heaven? Paul's three illustrations are meant to answer the question in verse 35. Their disguised objection to the resurrection. The first illustration, the seed illustration, was considered in yesterday's BDBD. The other two are in these verses. The vast array of animal bodies and all the bodies in space, what ancient writings, including the Bible, refer to as one of the heavens. Apostle's point is that God has an infinite imagination and inexhaustible and irresistible power. He is not saying we will be like a seed or an animal or one of the lights in the sky. He is only pointing out the foolishness of the people asking silly questions like the ones in verse 35. Look at chapter 2, verses 6 through 10a again, and then look at Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, and 6, verse 6, and 1 John verse 3, verse 2. Today, people ask questions about recognition. The question of recognition has the same root problem as questions of some of the Corinthian congregations. They just don't trust God. Therefore, do they know God? Worse yet, are they more concerned about recognition between them and their family and friends than recognition of Jesus and his Father? The intimate presence of God takes all fear and sadness away. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isn't his loving recognition better than I don't you away from me? Furthermore, do you need to see your loved one to know they are in the next room? If they wear a costume, how long would it take you to recognize your spouse, children, and grandparents or parents? A person is more than their looks. We will recognize the ones we love no matter their appearance. Paul defined love in chapter 13. Appearance is not in that long list, that long definition. Love remains no matter the appearance. God will not let us down. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He was the one who designed for us to be in a community with those we love.